الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are in this first chapter, the first hadith of this chapter on the importance of following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We read the first hadith in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that don't question me in detail about matters. What I tell you to do, do that. And what I stop you from, stop, stay away from those things. And don't delve into the nitty-gritty and to the deep matters. Then you will just be making your life difficult for yourself. In the explanation of that, it is mentioned. Another narration provides the background of this hadith. It states that on one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a bayan and said, O people, Allah has made Hajj compulsory upon you, so perform Hajj. That is what so much the command was, that you must make Hajj. A person asked, is it compulsory every year, O Messenger of Allah? The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent. And the person repeated the question a number of times. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, if I had said yes, then it would have been made compulsory on you and you would not have had the ability to perform it. He then related the above hadith that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the instruction that make Hajj. So that is now clearly understood that Hajj is farz and a person must make Hajj. And from that statement it is understood that one Hajj. Now when a Sahabi or any person wants to ask more questions, is it every year Hajj that is for us on everyone? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not reply. And at the end when he repeated that question, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, had I said yes it is for us every year, then Allah should have made it for us like that. And we can well imagine how difficult it should have been. If everyone, every year has to go for Hajj, all the affairs at home, nobody else will look after it, all men, women, all have to go for Hajj, how difficult it should have been. Yeah, one person goes in the family, the other help out and they take over his duties and they look after, whether it is the children, the business or whatever. But if everyone had to go every year, so the lesson that is learned from here is that in the matters of deen, how much we are told, do that much. And don't delve into further details and make life difficult upon yourself. And this is very similar to the Bani Israel. When they were asked to slaughter a cow, then that was enough. They just had to slaughter any cow. That should have been sufficient. But they asked what kind of a cow. Then the description was given. Then they asked what color of a cow. Then that description was given. And it was a very bright yellow colored cow, which they found with great, great difficulty. And they had to pay a very big price for that cow. Then even more specification. So as they asked, their own life became more hard and more difficult. And if they just slaughtered a cow as they were told, then they should have been saved from all this. So in the matters of deen also, we mustn't delve too much and make life difficult upon us. What we are told to do, just do so much. And what we are told to stay away from, we should stay away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed the Sahaba not to unnecessarily question him. Like the Bani Israel questioned their prophet, because such questioning would only have resulted in difficulty upon themselves or inconvenience to the Messenger of Allah Ta'ala. In truth, cultivating unnecessary doubts and raising trivial issues that divide the ummah only further the cause of our enemies by sowing weakness within our own ranks. In the Quran Sharif also Allah Ta'ala says, La tasalu an ashiya in tubtalakum tasu'ukum. Don't ask questions that when the answer is given, then it will be difficult and hard for you. Just accept how much you have been told. And this is works also on the psychology of man. When man doesn't want to do something, then he keeps on asking questions. and he doesn't realize he's making life more difficult for himself. And if he's in his nature is to fulfill the command, he's given a command and he doesn't go into all the finer details, he just does what he has to do. And that becomes easy for him. But when he doesn't want to do, then he keeps on asking questions. Agar tu hi na chahe, to baate hazaar hai. When you don't want to do something, you'll find 100 excuses. Like you are told to do something, when must I do it, how must I do it, must I take somebody else with me, all those unnecessary questions you ask. You are asked just to do something straightforward, just do that. One of the principal laws of Islam is drawn from this hadith. When we are prohibited from something, we should abandon and refrain from it totally. And when we are commanded to do something, we should strive to do it to the best of our ability. Straightforward, when we are given a command, as we have understood, do it. And when we are told not to do something, don't do it. That is all straightforward. But when we want to go and pick up all other points and difficulties, we make life difficult for ourselves. Yes, if there is something that has to be asked, we can ask that. But to ask, some people have that habit of asking too many questions. Like a person went to the doctor, treated him, given him his medicine, and as he was leaving, doctor told, if you eat bheja, brains, is very good for you. So he asked, now he could eat any bheja, so he asked, what bheja? Fish bheja? So he said, very good. Chicken, very good. Cow, very good. Then the doctor told him, whichever bheja brain you want to eat, eat. Don't eat my brains. You are asking me too many questions, which now all this detail. So we shouldn't go into all that detail. What we are told, just do that, and that is sufficient for us. May Allah give us.